My name is Nathaniel Miller. I am 15 years old. Today is April 25th, 2018. And I'm speaking with Parker Roach, who is my good friend. We are recording this interview in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Well, back in fifth grade, there was this long-term substitute teacher named Mr. Schlute. He was just a really fun teacher because I also had him back in fourth grade when my regular teacher was having a baby, and we just got to know each other very well, and we had a lot of fun in class together.
Is this your favorite substitute teacher?
I mean, I don't know. He wasn't really exactly a substitute just because he was like a long term for 2 years, so two halves make a whole, so he was like a full teacher almost, but like not quite.
What are you most grateful for?
It's kind of weird, but I'm most grateful for all of my fishing stuff because that's one of my favorite hobbies that I like to do. It's just so relaxing going fishing and just having fun. I do it mostly with my grandpa, so.
What spot do you fish at the most?
I don't have one specific spot that I go to most of the time, but around here I just go to this pond in Bridgman that's across from the high school.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was actually fishing with my grandpa. We were fishing at Lake Lassuan down in Ohio, and he gave me this lure. It's like a vibrating jig type thing where it vibrates and attracts the fish that way. So he told me not to cast next to this log because it would get stuck on there. And I said, "No, Grandpa, watch this." And I casted it over there. And then all of a sudden this big fish just came and ate it. And we got it in the boat, and he hasn't even seen a fish that big in that lake, and he's been fishing there for 2-3 years. So I was just really ecstatic after that.
So you taught your grandpa something new, kind of?
Well, I guess he kind of knew it, but I mean, he definitely learned that sometimes it's good to take risks.